come to contract management. As discussed, contract management is all about safeguarding the interest of the organization while setting out in clear terms of what the vendor is expected to deliver in terms of quality, compliance, satisfaction, and timelines. So contract management includes negotiating the terms and conditions in the contract and ensuring compliance with the terms and conditions, as well as documenting and agreeing on any changes or amendments that may arise during the implementation or execution of the project. So it involves terms and conditions in legal aspects, financial and commercial. So you need to meet certain legal regulations in terms of industry, government, at times of environmental regulations, as well as financial obligations. We also discussed about intellectual property rights or no confidentiality agreements. So all these become a part of the contract, as well as the key performance indicators. The standards set for the key performance indicators is what the vendor must agree to before they start working on the outsourced business function. So the contract management will involve one or more of the following, and it would be on a case-to-case basis. It would depend upon the nature of the business function being outsourced. It would depend upon the nature of the contract. So one is the authoring and negotiation. Who does that? Standardizing terms and conditions for the entire duration of the contract. Baseline management. So what would be considered as the baseline performance with respect to different key performance indicators? Commitment management, commitment of the vendor to the outsourced delivery. Communication management, which could be communicating the performance levels, dashboard, templates, processes to all stakeholders at both ends, vendor as well as the organization. Contract visibility and awareness for everybody involved in the entire engagement. Document management, exception management. So you may have set terms, but there could be instances where which could be an exception to what's been already agreed in the contract. So how do you manage these exceptions? How do you resolve disputes and conflicts within the team, at the vendor, or between the vendor and the organization, which may arise due to different reasons, customer complaints or disruptions from external competitors to different products and services, or a lack of understanding of the contract. So how do you manage these conflicts and disruptions to ensure that the engagement is carried on to meet the objectives of the entire agreement that you have set out? Then we have the relationship management. Relationship management is important, and conflict management, communication management, these all are integral aspects of relationship management as well. So relationship management is aimed to ensure that relationships are working effectively across selected service providers and with the organization overall. They need to be moving in the right direction and should understand the required outcomes and outputs, and they should be working as a team with the organization. External relationship management generally involves the responsibility of managing key strategic relationships and assisting the vendor management office, which so that it drives and creates a best-in-class technology vendor management strategy for the organization. So it's one thing to outsource, however, to ensure that you achieve the desired results, you need to manage the working relationship with your outsourced IT or non-IT vendor. performance management, we've spoken about the need to have a continuous improvement mechanism. So performance management aims to ensure that the agreed services are delivered and that service levels are met with each external service provider from an end-to-end perspective. So you may have service levels for quality, you may have service levels for timeliness, for customer satisfaction. These need to be met, and at the same time, there needs to be a continuous improvement on the standard of delivery. So this role focuses on ensuring that the operational service outcomes are achieved and that the vendor is also undertaking tactical activities to ensure that delivery management is beyond day-to-day delivery of services. They need to be working on continuously improving the standard of delivery. So you need to have a performance manager, maybe as part of the entire vendor management office, who ensures that the vendor works towards improving and meeting the key performance indicators that we would have agreed in the agreement. So let's look at a suggested structure of a vendor management office. So what could be a VMO organization? What could a VMO organization look like? So first we have the head of the vendor management office, somebody who would manage the different teams, internal teams within the VMO, for managing contracts, for managing performance, for managing the sourcing and evaluation of vendors. Somebody who would look at the end-to-end vendor management process. So you would have vendor performance managers, people who have the know-how in implementing continuous improvement initiatives, people who have the know-hows in terms of analyzing performance data and suggesting ways to improve on the performance. You would have sourcing managers, people who would assess different qualifying vendors and help in selecting the most suited vendor or vendors as per the requirement. Program managers or project managers who look at the end-to-end execution of the outsource engagement. Spend analysts, people who would ensure that the return of investment is delivered for the organization. Negotiation experts, so experts who would negotiate on the agreement with the vendor to have the best case for the organization. And then you have the contract managers, which would comprise of both legal and finance experts. Legal experts to cover the compliance standards, IPR rights, no confidentiality, termination clauses, and financial experts to have the financial model worked out for the best case for the organization. And then you have relationship management on both ends. Relationship managers who manage the relationship with the vendors, as well as relationship managers who are customer facing, who interact with the end users and the customers to gather their feedback, to ensure that the overall objective of the organization or the project is being met and the end user is getting the benefit of improvement in the entire service delivery. So this is how a vendor management organization structure may look. Again, this would depend upon the size of the organization, the size of the project. So at times, you may have the same person handling multiple roles. For example, for a smaller organization, you may have the same person looking at project management as well as a vendor management. So it depends upon case-to-case basis. However, these are different responsibilities and roles that you must have in a vendor management office organization structure. So what are the skills and competencies needed in vendor management office? First is technical knowledge. Like we have the example of a bank hiring an IT organization for development of new software. So anybody who manages the relationship on behalf of the bank needs to have a required technical knowledge to be able to rate and evaluate the vendor as well as manage the working relationship. So what are the skills in demand and supply management? Demand management, supply management, procurement operations. So again, we discussed the demand management in terms of does the vendor match the capacity that you would require for a project? So how do you assess that? And in case if you have to hire multiple vendors to match the demand, how do you do that? Again, you would need to have general commercial skills. This would be required, for example, when you negotiate the quotation with the vendors. You would want the lowest possible quotation for your organization. So you need to have negotiation and commercial skills to negotiate with the vendor. So some skills in terms of technology, in terms of negotiation, and in terms of the entire procurement management. Now, in project management, you would need to manage expectations. Now, when it comes to managing expectations, you would have to manage expectations of internal stakeholders, or like business owners, board of directors, or senior vice presidents. Expectations of your end customers. They should not be adversely impacted by an outsourcing engagement. For example, if you decide to outsource your customer service process to a third-party entity, they should be able to deliver high-quality customer service, or the expectations of your end customer gets impacted. And managing expectations of the vendors as well, even that's very important. Effective verbal and written communication. So how do you communicate with everyone involved in the entire outsourcing value chain? Managing virtual and cross-cultural teams. You will not have the teams always available in the same location. Your vendor may be in a different city, state, or at times in different countries as well. You may be working with virtual teams with growing cloud-based services. Defining a project. Defining a project means the entire project charter, the objectives of the project, the deliverables of a project. So how do you define a project? Proficient in negotiating. As discussed, you would have to negotiate the contract terms with the vendor, right from deliverables to timeliness to the commercials. The selection and evaluation of a vendor. So how do you evaluate a vendor with respect to quality, skills, and capacity? Strong interpersonal skills are specially required to manage disputes within team members. And the ability to manage a contract, especially large contracts, large projects, and change management. Because once you decide to outsource, you're bringing a change in the way the internal resources work on a certain business function. So how do you manage these changes without demotivating the team members and without negatively impacting the output of the outsourced business functions? So these are some skills required for project managers involved in vendor management. So what would be the three broad KPIs or key performance indicators for the vendor management office? To enhance the business value for the overall organization, the three broad parameters as always would be quality, cost, and delivery. You need to improve the overall quality of services and products, ensuring that the cost of operations is reduced and the timeliness of delivery is maintained. The best is you reduce the time cycle, you improve the timeliness, you improve the quality, and at the same time, the cost of operations is reduced. However, it's important that the right balance is achieved for each of the three KPIs. So you cannot reduce the cost to a large extent while overlooking the timeliness and the quality parameters. So you need to have the right balance. But for the vendor management office, these are three broad category KPIs that you would need to measure the team on? How do they make or strike the right balance and give the right benefit to the organization with respect to cost of operations, quality of delivery, and timeliness of delivery? So how do you manage all these three important KPIs for the vendor management office? So what could be the examples of KPIs? So quality was one of the important KPIs. What could be some examples of quality for a vendor management office? So it could be decrease or increase in the number of transactions that are managed through the vendor management office. So it could be one of the ways of measuring quality. Just some suggestions. Increase in the number of new vendors evaluated to be onboarded. So how many qualified vendors does the vendor management office onboard? So if you onboard vendors who do not have the requisite skills and the technology or the capacity, then you're not able to meet the quality KPI for the vendor management office. For example, if you need an IT vendor who would be able to hire 50 software developers with the required skill. However, the vendor does not have the capacity to hire 50 highly skilled developers, and if you still onboard the vendor, you're not meeting the quality criteria for the vendor management office. Then again, the example could be increase in the number of vendors covered under the performance management plan. How many vendors, with how many vendors do you implement the continuous improvement processes? Reduction in number of contracts not renewed in time. So this would be the example where you have multiple vendors. So if you reduce the delay in renewals of contract, there will be no disruptions in delivery of service. Increase in the percentage of procurement done via automated systems like e-procurement. So e-procurement would let you deliver the entire contract onboarding in a reduced time span, also allowing you to work with less number of resources when it comes to initiating a relationship with a new or existing vendor. Improved relationship score for strategic vendors. So when you measure the relationship scores for vendors, if you as a vendor management office or team are able to improve those relationship or satisfaction scores for vendors. Again, advanced and automated workflow approval process. Again, automation would ensure that you reduce the time span required for approvals or even rejections, and working with less number of resources. So along with quality, cost was another important KPI for the vendor management office. So what could be some examples of cost as a KPI? Well, savings in value or percentage as compared to the budget. So the savings accrued for the organization. Reducing the aggregate spending due to innovations and automations. So as you automate, you would require less resources. You reduce the cycle time required to complete activities, which result in reduction in the operating expenses. Net savings achieved due to the VMO's direct actions in negotiation. So maybe negotiating a lesser quotation with the vendor. Increase in year-on-year savings for the same scope of services. It could be through continual improvement mechanisms as well. So how do you have year-on-year savings while you meet the quality targets for the entire service delivery? Delivery was the third important KPI, which was more to do with timeliness of delivery. So adherence to SLA for time taken from approved requisition to issuing the entire RFQ. Again, reducing the cycle time of the entire approval and selection process. Adherence to SLAs for time taken for negotiations. So how long does a negotiation take? How soon can you negotiate and have everybody agreed to what's the best for the organization? adherence to SLAs for time taken by vendors in delivering the hardware license or service personnel or any other requirement that you have. So instead of 4 weeks, if you get it done in 3 weeks, you are saving on time for your organization. So these are different measures on how you could measure the effectiveness of a vendor management office. Adherence by vendors to SLAs in the contract. The contract would have SLAs. For example, if it's about software development, so delivering, for example, the beta version of the software, adapting to or checking the user assessment scores for the software, identifying bugs in the software. So each activity would have timelines. So if the vendor is able to adhere to these SLAs, you avoid delays in the completion of the project. Another example could be increase in the service levels provided by the vendors, or percentage reduction in disruptions due to timely delivery. So if you're able to avoid disruptions, you will be able to meet the timeliness criteria for the project. Or percentage reduction in project disruption due to efficient conflict resolution. So when you have conflicts or when you have disputes, the entire implementation process slows down, or even at times it completely halts. So if you are able to resolve the conflict or disputes, you ensure smooth operations, and hence the timeliness targets for the project would be met overall. So this would be the end of the second chapter, where we discussed the structure of the vendor management organization, roles and responsibilities of the different team members. See you in the next lesson. Thank you very much.